Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GQ Palace. Yeah. It's Butter Bay.
Hey, yo, this is the mayor. I'm not giving it to people on the sports tip, man, letting them know what time it really is in the world of sports. I'm checking out the Diva Squad, man, every Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio. Give it the program.
GQ Palace Radio.
Opinions. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. What they say, this is not
fact or fiction, right or wrong, whatever it is. It's their opinion, you know. They just give it. And everybody, again, is entitled to that. You know, everybody have different views of how we how you see things. So, you know, we're not on here to fix nobody. However, if we can support you, we will do so. So, again, thanks for calling into your Diva Squad here on Love Fantasy and GQ Palace Radio. And let's get it popping, ladies. What's good? What's good?
Same old. How's everybody? How y'all week here?
Listen, it is what it is. Cold. I'm grateful for the weather we've been having because it gave us a couple of days off work. I don't know about anybody else. So we had a few days off. Our job shut down because the roads were so icy today. So you saw people like doing 2 miles an hour.
Wow.
On the road, you know.
Yeah.
So
I just happened to be off the past 2 days.
Oh,
we're supposed to be getting some more snow this weekend.
Allegedly. They say from 3 to 30 inches possibly. So we'd like to tell everybody out there that has to travel to be careful, you know, and if you don't have to be out there, get what you need at home and chill. And just relax, you know.
I know I am.
Safe travels to everybody out there, you know. And
yeah.
I like to say happy birthday to all the Aquariuses out there. This is Aquarius season. I have a couple of birthdays. I have a cousin today, Tremaine, and my cousin Landa yesterday, and my cousin Mona coming up on Saturday. So happy birthday to all the Aquariuses out there. Enjoy these fish. No, Pisces is the fish, right? Aquarium is what?
You better get it correct now.
Check me on it now. Get it right.
Fish, you better get it right.
Oh, Lord, I better get it together over here. Well, listen, because all I'm really worried about is that crab, the cancer. I'm trying to support everybody else, but I rocks with the crab, 6'9". So,
I'd like to give a shout-out to my niece. It's her birthday is February 13th.
Okay.
So
Valentine popping out.
Might as well be.
Hey.
But unfortunately, Mom was in the hospital Valentine's Day.
Oh, she got her nice little Valentine gift.
Yes,
she
did.
You know, with the baby.
A lifetime Valentine.
Hey, that's what's up. Happy birthday to your niece,
Laverna.
Happy birthday to you. Uh-oh. So whoever's out there going to be celebrating their birthdays and all of that stuff, you know, do it responsibly. Have a designated driver and all of that good stuff, you know.
If you're old enough to be drinking.
If you're old enough, that's right. 21 and older, please believe
exactly.
me.
without being legal anymore. They're doing everything being illegal.
You already know. Can you imagine if they get that medicinal marijuana here in New York?
They already got it in Jersey, so.
Do they? Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know it was legal in Jersey. Okay.
But they got a couple of clinics.
I hear that. Listen, I mean, if it works for people, why not have it, you know?
Yeah.
Right. They doing it illegally anyway. Yeah. That's one epidemic that they never could stop, you know? So,
right.
I mean, we'll save that for another show, too. The effects of drugs, all of that stuff. We'll save that for another show. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm ready to get it popping. What's good for this week?
Listen, we have a couple of interesting things going on right now. If you ladies have no more announcements or anything that y'all need to say, we can get popping with them.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. You ready? Drum roll. Okay.
Fire.
Now, the first topic is, what was that?
That's music, honey.
Okay. All right. The first topic then is, what would you do if your mate was trying to entertain or holler at your sibling/best friend? And our second topic is, what type of person would hate on a friend for no reason?
Ooh, ow.
Things that make you go,
Wow. That's
I
right.
still
That's
ain't going first on this because I might be sick.
All right, we gonna leave the floor last to Diva T. You know what I'm saying? We're going to leave that floor last to you. So, Rachel, you want to go? What you want to do?
Of course I would. What would you do if your mate tried to entertain one of your siblings or best friends?
Slash best friend.
Well, in my experience, that's a hard one to deal with. It depends on whether that sibling or that best friend also went along with him trying to entertain them. If that sibling answered back by being flirtatious and tried to entertain him back, or that best friend tried to entertain him back, well, then it's a different story. You know, I must address them all.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't try to entertain him back, then he would be dealt with accordingly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely address it. So that's not something that you could, just leave.
Sweep it under the rug, right.
Right,
but
you can't do that. Because
that would just build a molehill, absolutely.
Right.
Like you said, addressed. All parties would be addressed, absolutely. They have to be, absolutely. No, that's true. So you can get the understanding, like, what's going on and why is this happening? You know what I'm saying? Why is it happening? You know what I'm saying? So, for whatever go ahead.
If you're in a relationship, I don't know if you ladies are also hearing a little static in your ear.
It may be me. I'm going to hang up and call back.
Okay. It could
All
be
right.
my earpiece, but we'll do it one at a time, Diva.
Hello?
Yep,
do
I'm still here.
Do you still hear it?
Yes, I still hear it.
I don't hear any static.
No, okay, so it was either T's or myself. When T gets her earpiece back working, then I'll disarm mine and then put it back together.
Yeah, I don't hear it in my ear.
Okay, it could be my headpiece, possibly. But yes, I've had that happen in the past. If it's a long-term relationship and it had constantly gone on, I can speak on having that experience. There were times where it would happen. There were so many times that it happened that I was just looking for a way out. I was just waiting for my exit, that I had stopped even addressing him because he was just a habitual liar, and there was no need to bring it up because
you're
there was also
violence.
You're just
forcing him to lie at that point. No,
yes.
I understand what you're saying totally, because trust me, I've been there, done that myself.
Yeah.
It happened with me with my own cousin, you know what I'm saying? You know, me and this man was living together and doing whatever. And you know what? It kind of made me a bad person because then...
Yes.
When you know what it did, it just to the point where I started. Listen, if I could get a dude, oh Lord have mercy, you have no idea. I had to check myself because listen, you don't like it, so don't let it happen to somebody else. You understand?
Right.
Don't do it to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So I had to end up checking myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So for whatever reason, and. Him, he was a whole nother ball game. It's like, you know what? Now I'm gonna have to disconnect myself from you.
Yeah.
Disconnect myself from him. Get myself together. You know what I'm saying? Bring it on down. You know, and then and change my whole way of thinking. You know.
Yes.
Because not everybody had anything to do with that person, that situation that happened with me. So I can't make everybody pay for that. You know what I'm saying? Because it was to the point where I didn't care. I didn't give a care about whatever. I didn't care about whatever.
I had to
bring myself on down. Like, oh, no, no, no.
Yeah,
we're not getting ready to play that one again. You know what I'm saying? Because of that ugly relationship that I had at that point. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It becomes where you're both You both end up poisonous to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
True.
Very detrimental to each other. That's right.
See, are you back, Diva?
Yes. Yes. Y'all
okay.
hear me?
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
can you hear
yes.
me now?
All right. They said a psychic is still there. I'm going to disarm my earpiece and then I'll be right back on, Diva. Okay?
And then call it and call back, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I think it was my phone, though, because I don't hear it now.
You don't hear it? I don't hear it at all either.
Yeah, I don't hear it now.
Okay.
So maybe she had some in hers as well.
Right, right. It's like she said that it probably could have been both of y'all or whatever. So.
But I'm waiting for her to come back for us to just start back up, you know.
Right, right,
but,
right.
A situation like that though can really get out of pocket, and it can be so many innocent people involved, not
That's
really
true.
Knowing, you know, what the
motive right.
What
one's MO is, like, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
I mean, like, you're reaching out and, you know, the other person is not even looking at it like it's that type of party.
Right. Absolutely.
But all in reality, you know, is it your demeanor to cause conflict or...
Mm-hmm.
You know, and especially, I, you know, when I say that you're close to me, you're close to me. Uh-oh.
Okay. Is that the new entry? Is Rachel back?
I don't think so.
No, they probably working on that right now.
I don't know. And honestly... When you get to a certain age, it's time out for the okie dokie.
Right.
Come on now.
When you're going to grow up. That's true. When you're going to grow up. That's why I told you. I was just telling Rachel.
If you haven't grown up.
You got to check yourself on certain things.
At a certain age, you're not going to grow up.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not in you.
That's true. Because, I mean,
you know,
that's true. That is so true. And age doesn't make you grown. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, Rachel, all she got to do is be unmuted. So she
hola, hola, hey.
Hey, hola. Roll. How?
Did I bring the static back with me or did I leave it behind?
No, I don't hear it.
I don't.
Okay, my phone was acting up too, so.
It
I don't hear any
better.
Static.
Okay.
But right. What I was telling Ange, Ray, is that, you know, that could cause a lot of animosity, conflict, you know, and that person, like you say, sometimes you can open up one little gate, that person feeling safe.
Going to take it
you
and
know,
run with
I,
it. Yep.
Yeah,
take
and
it and run
I'd
with
hit
it.
A home run right here.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
So good. I'm going to take it all the way to a different level.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
I mean, you know, at the end of the day, when you look at it, you be like, well, yeah, maybe you didn't think nothing of it. But
right.
my
and,
thing
and,
is, I wish one of my close friends, my blood friend, whatever, I wish their man would come at me.
Right.
I really wish. Because first off, I'm not going to go off on him right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to her. Put your boy in check. Now, I don't know what his M.O. is, but put your boy in check.
Right,
because
right.
if you don't, I will.
Right.
And
right.
and watch your friends or who you think are your friends.
Who you call your friends.
Right.
Exactly. In my experience, I had a friend who I was very comfortable with. I knew her for so long, you know, off and on. I seen her.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew, though, that she had some major issues going on. She would disappear, reappear. I didn't know what, you know, I had my own life going on. I didn't know the girl was on drugs and that she was a sexaholic and that all these things going on. So when she did come around, I introduced her to my mate at the time and of course he approached her or she approached him some kind of way. But I had been telling her my problems, our problems and our issues. So that right there was a target for her.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Right.
So,
right.
She was so messed up that, anyway, it was bad. It was really bad. But anyway, we have our first caller on. Sweet Daddy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
Welcome, welcome to the Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad.
How you doing, girls?
Hey.
We're good. Have you heard our topics for the evening?
I heard the first one, but what's the other one?
What would you, the first one was, what would you do if your mate was trying to entertain your sibling slash friend? And the second one is, what type of person would hate on a friend for no reason?
Okay. So which one are we talking about now?
You can pick either one you want to answer first. It's fine.
Okay. I'll take the one with the friend hating.
Okay.
That's something serious, because a lot of times you could be hanging with somebody for like 10, 20, 30 years and everything's cool, but a lot of times they be hating on you and you don't know about it until like stuff goes wrong. Like, I think I shared that last week. When all things are going good and everybody's finger popping is good, but just like when you hit hard times or something else comes up, a lot of times, you know, they talk behind your back, you know, he ain't this or she ain't that, whatever else. And it's just like the OJ's backstabbers, you know, people stab you in the back and you never know, you know. So it's surprising, it's hurtful, but I really think that wasn't your true friend anyway. I think they was associate. Because a true friend will be with you through thick and thin. That's my.
Of whatever the situation is, absolutely.
That varies too, because you can, like you said, you can be friends for years. Okay.
That's true.
Say for instance, you're friends with that person 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens like, you know, out of nowhere, the hating or whatever.
Yeah, there's the jealousy.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't just say that then,
maybe you could call him an associate then or nothing. But at that time, that was your true friend.
That's right.
You know, so much together. So much together, it's like, wow, I never thought that you would do that to me.
Hold on.
We have, if I may, the Duke of Foyle. Are you there? The Duke of Foyle.
Yes, I am. How you doing? I'm a friend of Sweet Daddy's from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Okay.
We've been hanging for many, many years.
Oh, wow.
He asked if I would call in. Yeah, well, I'm glad he never stabbed me in the back and tried to take. I'm glad he never started to stab me in the back to take any of the woman from me. He just did it right in front of my face.
Wow!
Sweet daddy, man, he's smooth.
When you get a good honest person as your friend, you better hold on.
Yes,
to tell you that.
Yeah, and
there's a lot of wolves in sheep clothing.
As a matter of fact, there is, and
that's right.
And I know it's our friendship that Sweet Daddy and I have. He would never do that to me because we have that kind of bond, that friendship. You know, and
go ahead.
You want to
go, Sal? No. I was telling him, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
No, go ahead, Sweet Daddy.
I'm just saying, you know, Kenny, when I met you, whatever, like I said, I seen the goodness in you, and you know, and that's when you see a true friend, to be honest, totally honest, when somebody's really down and out and they've kind of given up on life. And I seen that in you, and like you said, I stood by you and everything else because I seen the goodness in you. And you was blaming yourself for something that happened to a sibling,
right?
And you was carrying that guilt with you, and you said it should have been me instead of my brother, because my brother was living the right life, and I was like the black sheep or the mess up or the family. Sometimes, you know,
you're
God has to think, like, he's rising you up now, and you know what, and you could carry that torch for your brother, and, you know, I know your family, your dad's proud of you, and like I said, when I was in Florida, and I came back to New York, and then here I go visiting my son in Atlanta, and when I walk in, I had a funny feeling, and you did too, and then I look up, and it was you, and you know, you look like a whole new man, and you ran up to me and hugged me and said, thank you for saving my life or whatever. And true friends, too. You don't have to talk to each other every day or be close. And I have a lot of friends like that in Florida, to be honest with you. When I was down there for 5 years, I met a lot of true friends that actually more friends than I've had over my whole lifetime, because that's just the bottom line, you know. Sometimes you think a lot of people are your friends and they're not.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. But like I was telling you, that you were there by me. You weren't trying to get anything. I didn't have to keep my hand on my wallet. You know,
right.
I could tell that you were there for supporting me as I was going through my struggles coming out of a 34-year addiction.
Right.
I was coming out of.
Wow.
You know, and this
but
was
see,
the first time.
The thing is, you have to know the definition of a real friendship before you take
That's
on
true.
Anybody anyway.
Right. We do have another caller on the line. We
okay.
have another people. Gilda, are you there, Gilda?
Here.
Hi, Gilda. Welcome to Love Fantasy with GQ Palace.
Hi.
Welcome. Thank you for calling in at GQ Palace Radio. Have you heard the topics for the evening?
I've been listening.
Okay. Okay. Would you like a chance to respond to the question?
I'd like to hear the question again.
Okay. The first question is, what would you do if your mate was trying to entertain your sibling slash friend? And the second topic is, what type of person would hate on a friend for no reason?
Well, the person who would hate on a friend for no reason is someone that you probably would have outgrown. I mentioned this before, that sometimes when you're growing, you got to leave all that old stuff behind. And a friend will stick with you to the end, F-R-I-E-N-D.
Absolutely. It would be there. They would understand whatever struggle you're having and
absolutely.
Whatever you're going through or whatever. And to hate and to see a person that would hate on you, again, wasn't really a – I'm not going to say they wasn't really a friend.
Right.
But it's just that
exactly.
you've grown to a point to where now they're jealous of what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And they seeing what you have and like, wow, why can't I have that? And instead
right.
of finding something in themselves that'll put them in the same position or better,
yeah.
then they'd rather tear you down or hate on something that you have because they don't know how to empower themselves or position themselves to do better.
And of course they see the change in you because you've outgrown them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
True.
For growth.
But you know what? I would love to hear the man's feedback on, you know, the what would you do
it
if your mate was trying to entertain your sibling or best friend.
Absolutely.
I would love to hear it, especially the man.
What would I do if my man tried to entertain my siblings as far as what?
Your sibling or your friend as far as, like, trying to hook up with them or do whatever?
There's certain lines that you don't cross.
True.
And if you
want
to entertain them, then you go ahead and entertain them. But guess what? You're going to do it without me.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the bottom line.
Yeah.
What was you saying, Duke of Oa?
Yeah, Kenny. My name is Kenny. I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Now, this has happened to me before where friends and not siblings, but friends have came and crossed that line of that friendship. And I would just, what I did, and if she went for it, I would bless it. And then they would find out, because if she did it to me, it happened to them later on. And that's what comes around.
You know what? We have another
Karma always plays her part, believe me.
We have another
John
on the line. Mike, are you there, Mike?
Yes,
Mike is here. Mike is in the building.
What's going on, Mike?
It's been a long time. How you doing?
Yes. It's been a very long time. But I'm back.
Now we wait for your arch rival kid to get on the line. It'll be on the proper. We know how
to do. Nah, I've been gone for a while, but now I'm back.
Wow.
And we miss your entertainment too much.
Yes. What's going on?
Ain't nothing.
Have you heard our topic,
to y'all
Mike?
Ladies and everything.
Happy New Year
to
you, too.
I didn't hear y'all topics.
Okay. We're discussing what would you do if your mate was trying to entertain
as a hollering at your sibling or your best friends? And what type of person would hate on a friend for no reason?
Wait. What would I do if my mate was trying to holler at my sibling or my best friend?
Yeah.
You know, my motto, bust their head open to the white meat. If you gotta go out of my relationship to speak to the next person, that's who you need to be with. It ain't nothing I'm doing wrong. I'm doing something right. It ain't nothing I'm doing wrong. So you need to go with that person that you're dealing with. Don't come
preach,
back
Mike.
To me because I ain't trying to hear you. Straight
preach,
up.
Babe.
And if you
do
and
that,
if this is my best friend. And they, oh, hell no. My best friend better let me know when I'm getting bust open to the white meat.
Mm.
I said, hell. I'm sorry.
Mike got out of the fight. He ready to
you know,
flip
well, we know how and Dam is are not that hard. Those are not that hard.
I know hell was a bad word.
No, hell was a
Well,
it,
I guess
know.
It was just the way that it came out, but you're right.
But you know what? Also,
Mike, he got all upset about that thing.
Wait, somebody was saying something?
Yes. The way they got him is the way they will lose him. You better recognize.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And what was the second topic?
The second topic is what type of person would hate on a friend for no reason?
First of all, that's not a friend.
First of all, it would be jealousy of what he has.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's a jealousy.
It would definitely have to be.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Go, Mike.
Oh no, I was gonna say because. If you my friend, you'd be happy for what I got, not for what you want from me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, see, that's what friends do. Friends encourage each other, lift each other up, and help each other in a time of need. You know, that's what a true friendship is. You know,
okay.
That's a friendship that Sweet Daddy and I have, that encouraging.
Oh, Sweet Daddy.
We have new friends,
Mike. We have Sweet Daddy and the Duke of Oil.
Oh, hey, listen, I worked
down here in Fort Lauderdale for 17 years. I mean, when I was 17 years old as a suntan oil salesman. And that was the name
suntan.
That they gave to the Duke.
That's the Duke of Oil.
The Duke of
Oil. The way I say, if you can't rub the one you love, rub the one you're with, babe.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey,
huh?
How can
you try to love four or five and trying to love one? You confused. you don't know what you want to do.
Don't know how to love.
That's lust.
Exactly.
You know, but
that's
you
what
know
that
what?
Is. That's lust.
But
that's
I figure
exactly
a person
that
like that is going. They've been through hurt, misery, or pain, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they just trying to think that they have it like that. And in all reality, you don't have nothing going for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Right.
Mm. You know, you trying to be macking a woman and man, and at the end of the day, you ain't got nada.
Right.
You can't even please or satisfy the one you with. How are you gonna go after
macaroni.
Another?
Macaroni.
Mm. Let me shut up.
She said macaroni.
Yeah,
trying
to
mac. No, she said nada. She ain't say nothing.
No, Mike. I'm not. I mean,
oh,
well. I'm just like curious. Like, really, how can you?
But you know what? That's not somebody that you would actually want to deal with. You understand?
I agree.
Mean, if you got to do something like that, then you don't need to be with the person. If you go back to the person, you get what you deserve. You understand what I mean? First time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. So you get exactly what you deserve if you go back with that person.
So, Mike, let me ask you, well, this is for everybody. You know, the Diva's already the answer. But everybody else, Sweet Daddy, Duke of Oil, and Gilda,
and Mike. What if your man or your Gilda, when I say man,
God, I hope so.
Your woman.
Right?
Or your woman,
hey,
their best friend, if they was coming at you, would you stop them or would you go to your mate first? And
wait,
let them know that your, you know, your friend is trying to hit up on me. What, which one would you do? I would do both, honestly.
I would shut her down right there and say that she crossed the line. She definitely crossed the line when she came on to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's my friend there that I respect, that I've always respected. And then I would, after that, I would just have to say, well, you're going to go tell them or am I right now?
Okay.
I would shut it down right there and just say, okay, here we go. We're going to walk over. We're going to walk over because that's my friend I respect. That's the friendship that we have. And for her to go ahead and do that to him, to my friend or my sister, no, that's not going to happen. It's going to be stopped.
Right.
It's going to stop right there, and he's going to know about it, and he's going to be confronted right there on the spot.
Right. And see, that's what I said. That's when you get everybody that's in the connection together.
Mm-hmm.
And you speak up. And then that way, you know, you can't say, well, nuh-uh, she said this.
No, it gets put down right there on the line, all three of you right there. And there's none of this if there or what happened, who said this and what was said and all that.
But
you
know,
I didn't say that.
I believe? If you adults, it shouldn't be that stuff. You know, kids play.
Exactly.
If you an adult, you don't play games like that. Real adults
don't play games
like that. I mean, you shouldn't be in that situation from the get go to even go to the point of having three adults sit there and discuss that. That's something that you do when you were a teenager. You know, when you were in high school.
What I just said
earlier. You know,
when
you just get into college and stuff like that.
When do you grow up? I mean, seriously, if you are doing that in your adulthood, there's no way in the world that you are grown. You might be grown at 8.
You know what? There's a scripture in the Bible that says that when I was a child, I spoke, I understood, and I reasoned as a child.
Right.
But when I became a man,
to put away all the childish
things. And guess what? They haven't became a man yet.
Right.
They're still that child.
Right.
You know, they still haven't grown out of that.
That's why
you
said a lot of people, age doesn't make you grown.
No, it doesn't make you grown.
No. I mean, you know, and if you're going to feel in that position where you want to deal with multiple people, don't take on a relationship with somebody else. Just be by yourself. Don't string nobody along and then go and try to holler at other people. And then that's where the line of disrespect comes in. You don't do that.
Absolutely.
Wow.
You can't fulfill the first one. Why are you going to go at another?
Yeah, how you going to try to take on multiples?
Really?
I was just having that conversation, too, with my friend's father of him having another baby. So he was like, well, if I do have another baby, that's none of your business. I said, no, it really ain't with you having another baby, but with you not handling your business with the son that you have already is.
Right,
you know, you can't even afford to take care of him. Why would you want to do this to another child? Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Don't do that. Why would you do that? That's my point. You know what I'm saying? You financially strain them.
For real, for real. You know, because especially... And the worst part of it is trying to be sneaky, you know. And at the end of the day, everything comes back to you and at you.
Mm. Oh, well, like you said, what's done in the dark will come to the light anyway.
Always.
What goes in the washer comes out in the wringer, too. You better believe that one.
I got that metaphor by the Diva Squad.
Where'd you get it from? Did you say Gilda?
No. No, that come from my people.
All right.
From down south, okay? Listen, my grandmother got them for days. She got them for days. Telling you, metaphors for days. That people on.
Dons and Divas, I want everybody to hold that thought, hold the line. We're going to go to our first song.
All right.
7th Street featuring Chris Brown. It won't stop.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina, the Divine Queen. There's nothing better to do on Wednesday nights than spend my time with the Diva Squad, chilling 7 to 9 p.m. Love Fantasy. The butter, baby.
DJ Chris Stiles.
Hand up on your back, try slow. Take your time.
GQ Power Radio.
When you give me that passion, you make my summer rain.
I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love it. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butter Babe.
Power, she's the power, she's the power.
I just love me some Chris Brown.
Again, that was It Won't Stop by 7th Streeter featuring Chris Brown.
I really like that song.
I do too. That
Can I say
nice.
Something? This is our Sweet Daddy, baby.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sweet Daddy. You know, sometimes, you meet somebody, whatever, and then, you think they're nice, whatever, but then the attitude just turns you off. You know, sometimes. Nope. I mean, it could be somebody.
That's true, too. That's true, too, guys.
Sometimes that you find it sweet as Halle Berry, but you got a bad attitude, it can make you the ugly duckling, you know what I'm saying? So it's not about what you got or how you look. If if that person turns you off negatively, with their attitude and their personality, sometimes, that's what it is. No.
Okay, but if it came to that, whether they had the negative attitude or whatever, would you go after a friend because of that?
Right. There's no excuse as to why you would go after a friend. You break off that relationship first.
No.
You break off that relationship first, and then.
No, that don't mean you have to go after somebody's friend. You just a step back and analogy that. That's all, and analyze it. It's not about going. That doesn't give you a right to
get it.
That's pettiness.
That's true, too. Mike, you got a point there.
I'm making my mistake, and I'm listening, though. I'm tuned in.
Hey, the friend could come after the person, and that's the bottom line about that.
And like I said, if a person does say something to another person, that person respond in a certain type of way, that's opened up the gate like, hey, we can do this.
Yeah.
Mm.
But, don't do it to everybody that you think that you might be able to get.
No.
But see, Can I say something, please?
Sure.
You got some people that just friendly like that, and they don't mean to come at a person.
Well,
flirtations, it's really sometimes a person could take that to another distance when that person don't mean it to go that way.
Yeah.
Right. But
I like this topic, dog.
Yeah.
But listen, but Mike. Never mind. I just lost all train of thought.
And you came out with
Mike. I had to even stop because next, look, I'm dropping the mic next. And listen, I know them lines are lit up. Y'all, please press the one so Tammy can shut up.
Absolutely. We see the lines all lit up, and, people want to get in. And you don't have to be afraid or whoever. You don't have to even give your real name or who you are, where you're from. You don't have to do any of that. We like to hear people's different opinions and stuff like that. You might have something that somebody else can use as far as their own situation and not knowing how to deal with whatever you got going on. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, everything people state is totally their opinion here. It's not a right or wrong situation.
We're not here to judge nobody.
No. It's just a place where you can release what you got going on. You could have been having a bad day or whatever. You call in here. Let me call the Diva Squad real quick and kick it with them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can get a good laugh. You can get it all. You know what I'm saying? GQ Palace got all walks of life going on 6 days a week. Holla.
Hey, he who throws the first stone. That's it. That's what it's about. You know, judge not.
What?
You should not be judged.
Let me tell you something.
You
don't have the power. We don't have the power to judge anybody.
Oh,
all right.
We're born in the sin, shaped in iniquity. So nobody has the power to judge anybody. Like I said, people, they sin differently. Some are morally just incorrect.
Right.
They're morally incorrect to where it definitely appears a lot worse than what it's going. But sin is a sin is a sin. Period.
That's
all sinners. Bottom line, only perfect person was our Jesus. That's it.
That's it.
The only perfect person.
Absolutely. So
we can strive for excellence, but we're not perfect.
No, some people just imagine stuff and take it to another level when it's just imaginary. It's like the temptation, just the nation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You got this. You got some.
Wow. Yeah. Right.
You better go on with that imagination. You can't imagine different things.
Let me speak on the Divas and Half. I can say that I had an experience like that. Now, my mate had said that something like that, but I was imagining that he was trying to talk to these people and
mm-hmm.
and but what was happening, which I did not let him know, was for a week straight, I was going into his phone. So I was seeing his inboxes, his outboxes, his texts, his pictures that he was sending out. I was seeing the porn sites that he was on. I was seeing all of that sex thing, all of that. So I was confronting some of the people, letting them know how much of a creep he was. But he would go back to them and say how crazy I was because I was imagining these things, so don't pay attention to the psychotic person that I am. So he had put out there that I was psychotic, but meanwhile, I was able to go into his phone because the phone was in my name and I was paying for the phone bill, so I can see for the other half what
Daddy
was saying.
You should have not have done that. You know you should have not have done that. You should have not been in that man's phone because when you seek and you find what you're looking for, it's going to make you mad. So
you know what,
you
Mike,
it,
I was
going to
say that. That's actually
that.
A gift. That's a gift and a curse because I've been there too. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, when you have this sense about something that's not right, then that's when you go look at it. You're not going to always be happy with what you find. You're not going to always be happy. But then in the end, you're glad that you've seen it because now you can either you can either deal with it, you can eat that or take it and deal with it, or you're going to bring it to a head.
I think that you're glad. I think what it is, you feel like, all right, I'm relieved. I found this out. But then when you find that out, and then in the long run down the line, you find out it wasn't nothing, you put your relationship in jeopardy because of you being nosy.
Right.
He didn't say being nosy. But if you look for dirt, you get hurt.
Listen, it didn't hurt me because I already knew what was going on because it had happened several times before, you know, but I just kept letting it slide. But there came that one time where I said, you know what, I'm going to put my big girl panties on and do what I need to do and do my little investigation because
big girl
I was in so much in love. I had my blinders on. I was so much in love.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
Mike is crazy.
Yes, he is.
But again, that's a gift and a curse. When you go looking for stuff, like you said, you're gonna find it. And again, you're not gonna always be happy with what you find. But then you feel relieved, you're either gonna have to let them know. If you don't check the situation, it's gonna continue. Because you're not letting them know that you know. You understand what I'm saying?
Red flag. Always red flag.
I know what's going on.
Can I tell y'all a story? Right?
Yes.
It's always red flag.
A long time ago, right? I'm going to tell you what about the stupid thing. A long, long time ago, right? I was with somebody, right? And what happened was they used to call. Then all of a sudden they just stopped calling on them. This is somebody I'm living with. You understand? This is my kid's mother. I'm living with. Boom, or whatever the case is, right? So it just so happened, I send my daughter downstairs to get the mail. My daughter comes back up with the mail, and it's a cell phone bill, the bill that I'm paying for. Right? I see the cell phone bill on the table. So it's like, look at the cell phone bill. Another part is saying, don't you check that bill. One part is saying, get that bill. The other part is saying, don't check that bill. I decide to check the bill, right? And it's a number. I mean, about 200 times going down the line. I said, wow. So let me tell you what I did. I took the number, and I wrote the number down on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Went to her because I was going to take her out for lunch. This is where our females get trapped at. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So we sitting here, and I say, hey, do you know what number this is? She looks at the paper. I don't know what number that is. I'm saying, you sure? You don't know the number of shit? Oh, that's what you want to do. You come up here, oh, you said this, said this, said this, said this, right? Make a long story short, that night, I started packing my stuff to leave her. And she said, oh, you just making an excuse because you want to leave anyway. You don't want to be with me, said this. I threw her cell phone bill and the paper I wrote down. You know what she said? Oh, you stupid. You were stupid to myself. See, that goes the mentality of how some people are just stupid and you get caught in the lie instead of being truthful. But
yep.
It also means sometimes you snoop and the feelings get hurt. So it's best to leave things alone.
Yeah. Not always. Okay, you say it's best to leave things alone. What if
it's not yours, don't bother with it. See, my thing is, I'm glad I found out, but then I had to leave my kids and all of them behind. You understand?
Yeah, that's a whole situation.
If I was in that situation,
would you rather have known or not?
Me personally?
See,
you got to realize that's a hard decision because I would have rather had known, but at that time, I would have still wanted my family.
Right.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and me, God works in mysterious ways. You understand?
Yeah.
That's why I said
that's
God works in mysterious ways for things to happen.
That's true.
You understand?
That is
true. But be truthful, I can't. Oh, Lord, I even get into all that right now. But that's the situation
right there. Left that alone, Mike.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can cause that other person to be serious, straight up enemies with you instead of just, you know, like just saying, hey, you know what? I can't do this or I won't do this. Let's continue to be friends. Let's be friends.
But some people
you can't be friends with, especially if it's fresh.
Right.
If it's fresh, you know, just let it go and just be friends.
Uh-huh.
But some people you can be friends with and some you can't.
And some you can't, right.
That's true. You know, because some people think, especially if you've slept with them or whatever, they will think that, you know, hey, will you give me back everything I gave you? What?
But see,
sometimes that could change the whole relationship, period.
Yeah.
But see, it goes by what people say. You'd rather be happy alone than miserable with someone.
Miserable, right.
Amen.
Exactly.
Single
with my sanity.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because misery does love company.
Oh yes.
Yeah, it do.
Oh, it
yeah,
do. It loves the company.
They seek
family.
Out whoever they made miserable. Misery
uh-huh.
seeks out anybody they can.
Yeah.
And they really go after the happy people. They really go after the happy because they don't want to see nobody happy. So that's what misery does.
That's why I did that topic last week. Misery loves company, bottom line. If you're getting ready to fly like an eagle, whatever else, and you get ready to leave the crows and the chickens behind, there's going to be some conflict. Every time you try to advance, there's going to be adversity, you know?
Not always.
Yes, you
not
do.
Not always.
Because there
have been times I'm glad that they gone.
What great man didn't have no adversity when they grew? What great man?
What?
What great man in this country, in this world, never had no adversity when they moved on? It's always resistance and adversity. Always.
Mm.
It's always that. You know,
that,
behind every good man, there's a great woman standing by him, not pulling away.
I say a strong woman. I say a strong woman.
There you go, Mike. Now,
behind every good man is a strong woman.
You know, because
I want a strong woman because that combines up everything, the greatness and all.
Yeah, you have to be strong, be able to face when you coming into adversities again. You have to be strong.
Yeah.
You have to know what it is to withstand that. You
well,
know,
you know what?
You have to
Look,
know
every,
what decision,
every great man
what
he had a humble
made.
Woman, a humble woman, a great strong woman, but humble.
But
uh-huh.
have you ever thought,
I want my woman to speak. I'm going to
start
kids. You're showing your mind. I got your back. You got mine.
Exactly. But right. Have you ever thought that, you know, SD, that, you know, you saying that, you know, like women or whoever with attitude or whatever, did you ever think that you may have caused that attitude to that person at that time or whatever?
Yeah, there's always two sides of the story.
There's always three sides.
I mean, I just wanted to know.
Mike said it's three sides.
It's three sides.
It's her side and the truth.
You know why? That's why I always brought that up, because you know why? My uncle always told me that. Everybody say it's always two sides, but really,
it's three sides.
It's yours, mine, and the truth.
The truth.
You understand?
That's true.
It's yours, mine, and the truth. Because you could be telling your story, I don't mean it's true. I could be telling my story, I don't mean it's true. The only person that knows the truth is the truth. You understand?
Right.
That's why they say, that's what he told me a long time ago. So that's why I stopped saying it's two sides to every story.
Right.
And that's a fact. You're right. That's a fact.
You know what? But
I mean, in all reality, you have to look at those situations too, because, you know, if that person possibly started out being the sweetest person, you know, but then you end up saying, well, wow, this is not the person that I met. Yeah, I mean, you know, whoever could have had something to do with that.
Yeah.
You know, if that person's attitude or demeanor changed, period.
Uh-huh. And see, listen, and this is what Joyce Myers said the other day. When you're looking to be happy, you have to fire everybody around you. You have to fire your kids, you got to fire your parents, you got to fire your siblings, and you got to fire your spouse. Because you have to create happiness for yourself, even if it means disconnecting
from
them all.
Number two, it says that too. He says, God says that. You got to do that and seek him first. You got to hate your parents. You got to hate your spouse. So that's true. I mean, what
not
you said
hate.
Is 1,000% true.
Yeah, hate is a very strong word.
Don't say hate.
Oh, yeah.
But it's in the Bible.
But you don't go out there and employ. it's the 8 o'clock hour. Anybody got something for us? Any kind of mail today?
Diva mail.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Oh, yes. We have reached the portion of our show where we give a little twist, a little spin.
What happened?
Either we do finish this phrase, diva mail, anything that's just going up a little bit. Are we all there?
Somebody's talking in the background. On another phone or whatever, please mute your phone when you go to another call.
Yes.
Please.
Okay, so we have a diva mail. I get emails quite often, and, you know, people ask for advice, they ask questions. Sometimes they leave their names, but we leave the names out. And they need advice, looking for advice from our caller. So here we go with our diva mail of the night. Dear divas, my boyfriend, this is a female obviously, excuse me, dear divas, my boyfriend and I have sex on the reg. That means my boyfriend and I don't have sex on the reg. So they don't have sex normally all the time. He told me that for us to have it on the reg, he has to have a blue pill. Is it
what?
A blue pill?
The blue pill is Viagra.
Go ahead, Rachel.
Is it me or is it him?
Thanks
to make a blue pill. It's him.
I don't know what a blue pill. I don't know anything about the blue pill. However, I can share a story in my page, but I'm not going to go there yet. And does anyone know what that blue pill is?
I know what a blue pill is. It is Viagra. Men take it because they have
erectile dysfunction
for whatever reason. Erectile dysfunction. They have it. It's not a funny thing all the time because, again, men have different reasons why they take it. You have some people that take it because it's medically necessary for them to have sexual contact. They have to take it. But you have some guys that take it just because they want that extra. They have it going on, but they want that extra, and they use the blue pill to make that happen.
Wow.
So,
did you ever see that movie, I Think I Love My Wife?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, when a man was like, the security guard, the secretary is 23 years old, so he got a pop too. And then he gave one to Chris Rock. He gave one to Chris Rock and told Chris Rock, hey, this is for your wife and, you know, to freeze them more or whatever. And it wouldn't go down.
Yep. You get a lasting erection, which it can cause to lead to a heart attack. If you can't release it, you have to go to the hospital, get a shot or whatever they give them to ease that, you know.
But what if they? Oh, I forgot this. I can't go there because we said no erection. So
you can say the story, you just gotta choose your words different.
Isn't it possible that those two people could get like two dogs stuck together?
Oh my gosh.
No.
I'm just asking.
No. That can't happen. Not with a man and a woman anyway. That can't happen. When he gets a full erection,
anything is possible.
You're right. But I've never heard of anything like
that. The way erected at that point, but once you...
Ay.
No, that's not going to cause that. So...
Hold up. Let me get real now. But I go with Mike on that. It can't be for her, because if it was for her, you know, why would you even have to go there? She's not the one having the problem, obviously.
Listen.
But like you say, maybe that's what you want to do to, you know, keep your stamina going to whatever.
Well, you know what it is? Maybe he doesn't think he satisfies her enough.
I have a question.
Okay.
I'm curious. I had a long-term mate, and on his side of the dresser, there was a bottle of the pills that would, I don't think they were blue. I don't know. I never even opened the book, but I saw on the bottle these pills, you know, help to increase the stamina. Now, I asked this, you know, this male, because we were not even having sex. You know, we had gone even beyond that. We wouldn't have sex for like months at a time. So I asked him, why would you have that if we don't have sex? Don, please tell me, why would a man have a bottle of assistance with getting his erectile dysfunction corrected if him and his mate that he lives with don't have sex? Why would you have a bottle of that on his dresser?
To give to somebody else.
All right.
And a lot of times the male's not feeling the person that they're with, so they use that as an excuse.
Wow.
Uh-huh. But if I'm with you and I'm not doing you,
I'm already questioning. If you ain't doing me, then I'm questioning. You must be doing somebody else. But hold that thought. Hold the thought. Hold the thought, folks. We do have another caller on the line. We have Rita on the line. Rita, are you there?
Oh, Rita.
Hey.
Hi,
Rita.
I'm here.
Hey. How are you?
Welcome to the Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in the GQ Palace.
Yes.
Have you heard our topics for the evening?
No, I just tuned in. I'm sorry.
Okay, not a problem. Listen, we opened up. We opened up for you. Okay. Right now we're in a segment of our Diva Mail. I would like her to give you the Diva Mail, being we're still on that topic right now. So if you don't mind, we'll give you the Diva Mail first, and then we'll go into tonight's topics. We'll switch back. Okay.
Dear divas, my boyfriend and I don't have sex on the reg. He told me that in order for us to have sex on the reg, he has to have a blue pill. Is it me or is it him?
It's him. It's definitely him. He's having some complications.
Mm-hmm. He's got something going on, right?
Right.
Whether
right,
it's
right.
mental, physical, medically, he has some kind of issues going on, and she really needs to ask him. She needs to ask him why does he feel that he needs to take those. That way, you know, it'll open her, you know, her curiosity a little bit. It'll ease it a little bit as to why is he taking a blue pill. You know what I'm saying? And then she won't start blaming herself. Blaming herself for why he's taking them.
Okay. Well, my answer is that it is him. You know, and I think it's great that he actually told her, okay, well, I'm gonna need this pill. But
right.
at the same time, I think that he owes her more of an explanation, you know, because you're a female, you know, and it's okay, you're telling me what, we need the blue pill all of a sudden? Is this
right.
the first time that we're trying to be together? You know, it's like, it's more to it. I mean, if it's the first
right.
time we're being together and you're telling me about the blue pill, then you need to tell me whatever medical condition you have that's
mm-hmm.
stopping you, or is it something that's mental?
Right.
But if they're together, wouldn't she know whether or not he had a medical condition? Couldn't it be that he lost interest in her?
But you know what? But it depends, because when you first meet somebody, that person's not going to tell you. Yeah, if it's a new relationship,
yep.
that person's not going to volunteer all their personal information like that. They're too
busy.
Yeah,
and plus embarrassment.
He
feel embarrassed, like, oh God, I can't tell her that I can't perform.
But
you know what I mean?
I need a blue pill to do you. That's embarrassing to me. I need a blue pill to do you. Come on now, let's keep it real, sisters. I can't do you unless I have a blue pill. That's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. Like, wow. But again, it'll have the woman questioning herself, like, wow.
Oh, absolutely.
Why would he need it? You know what I'm saying? Is he not sexually attracted to me and he needs a booster? Or am I too much for him? Do I have too much going on to who he can't keep up? There's a lot of questions that
there's
can go
a lot
along
of questions,
with that.
Absolutely. Is the age different?
Right,
you know, maybe they've
right.
been together for a long time. Maybe he's not interested in her, but he's just using her to stay in her house. It could be a number
right.
of factors. You know, I need
right.
a blue pill and all. No. She needs to rewrite you that letter because she's not telling you everything.
Right. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Did they say the age in it? Oh,
no, she just wants to know, is it me or is it him? She didn't get too detailed other than what she, you know, emailed. So.
Right, well, you know,
right.
you got some people, you put it in the deep freezer, it still ain't going to do that, so the blue pill might not do it either. Holla at your girl. I mean, we can't even really get into the effects that it has, the blue pill. When it comes to that, like I said, I've experienced that. To where medically he had to take it, and it's a total different experience. Okay,
so.
let's put it this way, okay? You know, because like Gilda was saying, what if that person is not really physical attracted to, you know, he's not attracted to her or whatever? What if you sitting there and you know you like love foreplay and stuff like that, and it still don't do nothing?
Because he's not
definitely
that into you. Don't care what you
no,
do.
No. I don't care. A man, if a woman's sitting up there doing XYZ, something is bound to pop up and talk about it.
No, not necessarily.
But see, the thing with that is that if he's not feeling you, it ain't going to jump up and say hello.
It's not.
It ain't going to do it.
It don't matter what you touch, how you squeeze, or whatever the
nope.
case may be. If he's not into you in that manner, it's not going to go.
Right, because mentally he already has it in his head, like, I don't want to be with her.
Right,
like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
But at that point,
he should step off. Don't do that.
With that person, I mean, go back, or they would never go back, right?
Go back to what?
I feel like those two people, they wouldn't see each other ever again either, right?
Probably.
I wouldn't either. I mean, if I wasn't attracted to that person, that one visit would be it.
Right. That's true. Why go back if, I don't know. Maybe he's attracted
right.
to something else other than sexual.
Right. Well, what's that?
Attracted,
but what's
attracted
that?
To the intellects, or, you know what I'm saying, just the
right.
comfort.
And it doesn't mean that he doesn't love her either. It just means that, not that part.
You can go to dinner, you can see the hat talks and everything, but when it comes to that part, I got to keep moving.
You can play Scrabble if you want.
Right. Play a little cards or something.
Meow.
That is too funny.
I mean,
funny.
Do we still have our men on the line?
Because
we're not getting a lot of men feedback tonight on that note.
Of course. Of course.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah,
that's
a touchy situation right there. You know what I'm saying?
What'd you say, Rita?
I said, is there any Dons on the line, though? That's
we have
that
a couple of Dons. That's making
the cat sound. We have a couple of Dons on the line.
Okay, and what was their feedback about the
Sweet
the
Daddy?
Movement?
We have Sweet Daddy, the Duke of Oil, and Mike.
I was saying what I had to say. I ain't back me down. I'm missing it. I told you I'm making my mistake, but I'm still tuned in.
Wait, the Duke of Oil?
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
Kenny.
His name is Kenny.
He said his name Kenny. It's a friend of Sweet Daddy's.
With a name like that.
Why are y'all laughing at the man then?
Because I understand you could be who you want to be, but the Duke of Oil?
Yeah. The Duke of
he
Oil.
He said he got the name from a job that he used to do down there in Florida. He was 17 years old. He was to sell oil products or something. Some kind of product or something. That's where he got the name from.
Oh, okay. All right. So what was the topic, Stephen?
Okay. The first topic is, what would you do if your mate was trying to entertain / holler at your sibling or best friend? And the second one was, what type of person would hate on you for no – what type of person would hate on a friend for no reason?
If my mate is trying to holler at – yes, it is. If my mate is trying to holler at my friends or family member, whatever the case may be, I would expect her to come and say something, you know. Even give me a wink of the eye. Let me know something. Don't have me walking around looking like a fool when you know that he's not loyal.
Mm.
You know, so you definitely have to tell me something. And then if I find out that that person didn't tell me what happened or whatever, it's going to be a problem.
Mm.
It's definitely going to be a problem because it's like, can I trust you at that point? You know, where does your loyalty lie?
Bust the head open to the white meat.
Bust the head open to the white meat.
Mike said, head open to the white meat.
That's what Mike's old saying. She always
I can't do jail. I'm just saying. I can't do jail.
Here we go with that jail.
I can make that sense in the room.
Listen, Donna's a diva. Hold her throat. We're going to go to another song.
Okay.
Bust it open to the white meat.
Hey,
yo, this is the mayor. And I'm not giving it to people on the sports tip, man. Let them know what time it really is in the world of sports. I'm checking out the Diva Squad, man, every Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio. Get with the program.
Grand agent. I don't know. Yo, I'm already legendary. If I stop this weekend, switch lifestyles and cease public speaking, you still be frozen, secure in your flow scheme. Cause now the fact that you strap like Bokeem, it don't mean nothing major. They saw you put on, they saw me come up, they saw the young star that's on. Who do the circumstance, courage and desire got with ya? I set the big picture on fire, play hard. I be in and out of Dodge like God, just a rumor being. You may be seeing a mirage, come closer, pinch the poster child for hell. Hurry up, cause in a minute I'ma do what I feel, and that's bone out. 9 times out of 9, when the microphone's out, it's just long enough to zone out. But when the time don't stand still, I bite. And before time finds me, I blend with the night, leaving neither trace nor shadow of a doubt. I was born a made man, never battled for the clout. I fucks with the greats, and up with the 3 or 4 states. My basement tapes done seen more gates than a little bit. I'm just the type that like the filament, right where they gas you and blast you.
for not much more than the thrill of it. I be trying to tell niggas grand on some other shit.
Yo, I know the slang of a thousand gangs, yo. I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
Another thousand gangs know my name, though. I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
I got a thousand L rhymes to my name, you know what I'm saying? I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
But that's 3,000. I'm way ahead of the game, yo. I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
You ain't a legend. It's hot to say. But anyway, dig I make. Get at me, holler, thug type of scholar. I don't need to know your background. I touch you right where you at now. Just tell me if the track sound out the frame when it's on your box. I never stay in my square cause that's game. I'm everywhere. Greyhound spots with the TV chairs. My likeness was on air when I bounced. Graphic accounts is left all in my wake. Famous all in my fake name. It's all on my side. This is what you get when coasts collide. The worst niggas got the most pride. Grant got soul like Makosa. I know the slang of a thousand games, yo. I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
Another thousand gangs know my name, though. I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
I got a thousand ill rhymes to my name, you know what I'm saying? I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
But that's 3,000. No, way ahead of the game, yo.
No worries, I listen to GQ Palace Radio.
You know
G Brandon
up out of the place. The man is known by voice, by style, by face, by choice. My space can't be invaded. Rhymes go from old to syncopated. And one record black, yeah, you checking for that. Which is this, cause Finesse did the tracks. And I rhyme bliss. The onlookers come to grips when I spit a general on some year-long March Madness. The bad news precedes my footsteps. The good rep is good rep is good rep is good rep. The hat broke down before I spoke. I got the full Nelson choke down pack. You know it sound fat. Go on, say it don't. If you don't know by now, you never won. I'm two times fly. As your crew and I came to set trends, get rich and never die. I know the slang of a thousand games, yo. Legendary.
You think you're a legend?
Another thousand gangs know my name, though. I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
I got a thousand ill rhymes to my name, you know what I'm saying? I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
But that's 3,000, I'm way ahead of the game, yo. I'm legendary.
You think you're a legend?
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good.
Grand
Let's do
Agent.
It.
You know how we do. One time.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butter Baby.
Yo, what up, what up? Peace, world. This your boy, Mellow Man Ace. Right now, you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
Legendary. Geek and legend. Life and professional.
Young hip hopers to actually get that track and listen to that right there.
That was Know the Legend. That was Know the Legend by Grand Agent featuring Lord Finesse.
That's nice.
That was off the chain.
I like that one. That's fire right there. Well, see, that's how they do it over here at GQ Powers Radio. We got our engineers in the back. We pumping that latest R&B hip hop going on and from legends. You know what I'm saying? They keep legends flowing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Rich Money and Lavina in the background. They be holding us down over here at GQ Palace.
Holding down.
So, Rita, I don't know. Did you have a chance to answer your second question?
No.
What type of person would hate on a friend for no reason?
A jealous one, a miserable one, an unhappy one.
I agree with all the.
I think the list can go on and on.
Because
you want to surround yourself with positive people, and you want the people that's around you, that's in your corner, that's in your circle, to be able to uplift you and you uplift them.
So exactly. Be encouraging and uplifting and supportive.
If you're doing that with everybody, then guess what? There's no reason to be jealous of anybody.
That's true.
Yeah. Again, you have to create things. You have to position yourself. You have to create your own happiness. Stop looking for outside influences for that. You have to create it in yourself, even if it means disconnecting from certain people or whatever, certain situations. You have to just disconnect if it's gonna make you happy. You know?
Yeah.
And you can't, don't think that you're going to be happy bringing misery to anybody else, because it ain't going to happen.
No,
right,
it ain't.
Right.
No, it ain't.
Right.
That's when karma comes in and does what she do.
Ooh.
Somebody got a phone ring?
Please mute your phone.
Then folks, you are on with the Diva Squad here at GQ Palace Radio, 646-200-3838. You see the lines are lit up. Y'all just press that one and get in on the conversation. We have Diva Mails going on here every week. We got Hot Topic and we got the hot music. So, you know, y'all get it.
And it's on fire tonight.
It's on fire tonight. A lot of things. Like I said, everybody with their opinions.
Divas, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Okay. Can you forgive, or would you be able to forgive one of your friends that's not loyal to you?
Nope.
Sure.
Why?
You can.
I
that
wouldn't.
Doesn't mean you have to deal with them. Yeah, I forgive you. It's just now we're on a different level when it comes to interaction.
Now, I'm gonna say, I have an issue with forgiveness. Right now, I can say, you know, that I have experienced recently being bound by unforgiveness. Now, there was a time I remember so bright that I was so good with forgiving people. I mean, I was really good. It was at a different point in my life. I don't know where I was or what I was thinking, but maybe I was. It was somewhere where I was caught up between being secure and insecure and just confused, and I just had given up, you know, even, you know. I was forgiving to everyone that was hurting me, that was going against me, that caused me pain, and it was easy for me to forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of the people that I did forgive ended up hurting me again.
Mm.
Over and over.
So, yes, over and over. And I ended up closing back up and just being not able to forgive at all. And but I didn't realize it. I did not realize it. Until someone brought it up to me. Why can't you just forgive? But meanwhile, I remember I was preaching to people, you have to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started reading a book. I came across, not even looking for the book or any, you know, Bound by Unforgiveness, which is a great book. I forget who the author is, but it's a great book. And people can be bound by unforgiveness. It's hard. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Anger and pain not dealt with leads to unforgiveness. And I say this time and time again. Just pay attention to the red flags. Know yourself. Know your worth. And then just act accordingly.
And what is your name?
Right.
What's your name?
Rachel.
Oh, I'm Rachel. I'm Rachel.
Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Hello there.
This is Gilda.
Hi, Gilda.
Hi.
You can forgive.
You can forgive, but you don't have to forget.
Exactly.
Do not allow someone else's property to live rent-free in your head.
Mm-hmm.
To forgive it frees you.
And I'm blocking. I also know that I'm blocking my blessing by being bound by unforgiveness.
Yep. However,
I am in the process. Knowing is part of the battle.
That's right.
And exactly. I'm working on me. Mm-hmm. I'm working on me. And when I allow myself to finally, you know, to finally let go and stop juggling with it with God and just go ahead and give it on to Him, you know, because I'm such a control freak. I'm such a control freak. And, you know, and I'm like, oh, let me just, you know, in my time. But I know I've got to give it to Him. I already know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And like you said, you have to work on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, again, unforgiveness, all it does is keep you bound. Like, I'm still here. I'm mad at this next person or whatever. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They're not even thinking about it.
You better believe it.
And not even thinking about it. And I'm all upset or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
People
got years and years and years with something holding them back that happened 10 or 15 years ago. We're like, you know what? I forgive you. Go ahead. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I forgive you. But like I said, that doesn't mean I have to deal with you in any type of way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When I see you, I'll speak. I'm cordial. Mm-hmm. And all that good stuff. But we got to keep it moving. We have to
keep
our lives anyway.
And sometimes you have to remove yourself from that person or those people completely. Block them out. You have to be away from them, completely away, in order for you to move on and forgive. I'm that type of person. I need to be completely, totally away from that person, not see that person, walk on a different, not even on a different side of the street. I've got to take a different route to get to where I need to get to, just so that I don't, you know, it doesn't come back up in me when I'm passing that house or passing, you know.
True.
I gotta completely just be separated.
Yeah,
but in the meantime, you've expended all of this energy, and this person is just going the same old route that they're going. So why did you have to change who you are to accommodate that person? It takes a lot of energy.
Exactly. Everyone is different, to each his own, you know. But
knowing
is a major part of the battle. For so long, I didn't know this. I was just, you know, just thinking, yeah, I'm just that evil, angry bee that was hurt by this, you know. No, there was so much more to it. I had to dig deep and find myself. So I'm so grateful that I am not who I once was, but I'm darn sure am not who I'm going to be tomorrow. But I'm grateful for who I am.
I know that's right. Listen. You already know. Everybody's a work in progress, and anybody that feels that they are where they at the plateau is sadly mistaken.
That's right.
It's sadly mistaken. It's a work in progress for everybody else. We already know now how the devil got total control of this world. And a lot of the negativity and stuff that's going on, he's controlling things right now. You know what I'm saying? So now this is where we have to come in. This is where you have to come in as an individual. I'm saying we as in general. You know what I'm saying? Which direction are you going to go in? What are you going to allow to affect you? You know what I'm saying? That's not to say you'll never have a worry again or stuff. Like with all the things that goes on even in the Bible, with all the things that goes in the Bible, there's not one spot in the Bible where it says sin disappeared. And it never will.
The only person perfect was Jesus. The only perfect person was Jesus Christ that walked this earth.
Again, it's you have to forgive, and that's for yourself.
Yeah,
whether
the
people accept it or not, that's on them. That's on them. So
I'm working on it, Divas. I'm working on it.
Listen, we all work in progress. We're all a wretched man undone. Believe me.
That song. I've been hearing since I've been a kid. Please be patient with me, God.
Go, Rachel.
But like Rachel was saying, though, you know, what if you keep forgiving this person? They keep doing the same old thing.
You got to check yourself then. Why you keep accepting them back?
I would just walk away and leave it alone.
For so long, especially in a marriage, you think that, you know, I know that I thought, I have to give it my all. I have to try, you know. I have to accept. I have to wait for him to change. I made vows. I thought that, that my vows was accepting the abuse, the physical, the mental. I thought that part of my vows was taking that, and that I had to. But come to find out, I didn't have to put up with that.
Well, again, unfortunately, a lot of that stuff don't pop up until after the fact. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We went in there one way, and it ended up a total different way. And again, a lot of times there are outside influences There's drug addictions. There's, like you said, there's all kinds of addictions, not just drugs. There's all kinds of addictions and stuff that plays its part when it comes to relationships and stuff like that. Been there, done that, too.
Relationship itself can be an addiction. Relationship addiction. There you go. That's a prime example.
Yep. You got a love addiction. You have a sexual addiction. You have a drug. You got a food. Mm-hmm. You have a shopping. You have gambling. You have all kinds. You have gossiping. You know.
Yes.
Yep.
So it's never ending.
Right.
It's never ending. And again, this is where the strength in you comes in at. Am I strong enough to deal with this stuff? Am I strong enough to take this on and be patient and wait for his change to come? Or am I going to walk away and leave it?
Damn near killed me, but I'm here. I'm claiming my victory.
I know that.
Hey.
Right.
Hey.
And you probably stronger now.
Hey.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Of course, because you've learned so much over the course of that relationship. You've learned,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Oh, yes.
You've learned. Again, you forgive, and now I've got to keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Forgive you.
Yep.
You know, and if there's children That's involved, right. then we're just going to have to, we're going to be co-parents
uh-huh.
or whatever, and we're just going to keep it moving.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm claiming it.
That's right.
And like Mike was saying earlier, I'd rather be single with my sanity than in a miserable relationship.
That's right.
But Rachel,
I'm
going to tell you, you're doing a big job, honey. You're doing a big job.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. What time is it?
8:35.
We're doing good.
All right, brother.
Mike, you've been mighty quiet.
Yeah, Mike.
I told you I was making my steak.
He was making that good old steak.
I made my steak with my Fritos and everything, you know.
Are you planning on sharing that steak?
I don't know. My baby's not here, so I don't need to share it with myself.
Save up. Put it in the refrigerator. Simple play, put it in the microwave. Listen. But again, these are some great topics. And even with the deep mail, you know, this stuff is very serious. And like a lot of times, like I said, you pull a GQ Palace is just a place for you to release if you need to. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to give your names. You can fabricate some names or do whatever. We know that's what happens anyway. But, you know, it's a place sometimes you need somebody that just to listen. You ain't got to say nothing. You don't have to have an answer or whatever. You just want somebody to listen. Do a brain dump.
Yeah.
Do a brain dump. So that's what we do over here at GQ Palace. There ain't no judging. We're not judging. We can't judge anyway. We don't hold that power to judge anybody. So
you guys have the open forum where you're able to, like, give your opinion about different things that you're, you know, going through and the different topics that you guys have. I think that that's a great format to have.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Great.
Thank you so much.
And we have something for everybody, like you said, 6 days out of the week, different hosts. So you definitely can be enjoyed by a lot of them, and you'll hear them at the end.
Yeah, definitely. T got a list for you. Again, we just want to say, you know, everybody out there traveling and everything, just be careful out there on these roads, icy and stuff like that. And for those who's driving those big trucks and all that, stop being bullies on the road.
Watch it now. I'm driving a big truck, but I'm scared of the ice.
Listen.
We have another caller on, y'all.
Okay.
Dave,
bring
them on.
Are
you there?
Dave.
Oh,
Lord. I heard somebody say, oh,
Lord. That'd be me. Hello, Dave.
Hi, James.
All right, who was that? T that said, oh, Lord?
You know it was.
you can just call me Dave. You don't have to call me Lord. It's all right. You know what I mean?
Oh, honey, you're not my Lord.
Oh, damn. He's so
bad.
Oh, no,
I'm
you don't have to call me
that.
I'm not doing
no more. My gosh.
But,
oh,
listen, I know time is of the essence and everything else. You know, first let me say good evening to you ladies and I hear Hello? Mike on the line. Who's that? Dr. Love, I think, was on the other line or something like that.
Dr. Love.
I don't know.
Dr. Love. Dr. Love.
I don't know.
He gave him a new name. No,
Sweet Daddy's still here. He's here representing.
Okay. And, you know, and I just Sweet Daddy is still, I don't know what it's up. But,
that don't sound good for a man to say it. I'm just saying.
It sure don't.
And Lavina, I just wanna say it was crazy.
Wow.
All right.
Ain't nobody on here named
No, it's a Rita on the line. We got Rita
but
on
ain't
the
no
line.
Lavina.
We have Gilda on the line. We have SD on the line, and we have Oil King. That's his name.
No, Duke of Royal.
Duke of Royal. I apologize. Kenny is his name. I don't know if Kenny's still on the line. I think he disconnected.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Oh, he's don't go down.
And we have Mike on the line. Mike is also in the building.
So what's the topic real quick? Because I know time is of the essence, and I'm sitting on my throne. So I'm going to,
Anyway, have you heard the topics for the evening, Dave?
No, I just chimed in and.
Okay, well, I'm gonna give you the topics and then we'll give you a chance to answer, you know, because you know, like I said, time is winding down. So our first topic is: what would you do if your mate was trying to entertain/holler at your sibling or best friend? And the second topic is: what type of person would hate on a friend for no reason?
Okay. Let me do the second one first.
Okay.
What kind of person would hate on another person for no reason?
Yes.
We do it every day. Listen. That's why when you drive a nice car and you, it doesn't mean they like your car. They're just looking at you because jealous and they envy you for what you drive. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It could be your house, it could be the walking down the street. The guy you're walking down the street with, if he's handsome and everything else, so women gonna be looking at you, they're gonna be jealous. You're gonna be saying, look at her walking with that fine man over there. You know, and why? You know, because you can't give me what she's giving me, what she's giving me, Angie. You see what I'm saying? You know?
What was that?
All day. I mean, listen, jealousy, envy, hate. You don't have that? Listen, if you don't have jealousy, envy, and hate, you're not going to have anything. The world is going to be a boring place to be in.
Yeah. Haters are always on their job. That's what they do.
Always on the job. Yeah, that's what they get paid for.
Yeah.
You know, that's why Facebook was created.
That's what keeps them going.
That's
what keeps them going. Haters need hate to keep them going. So they, even if they have to fabricate something, they will come up with some kind of hate.
Why do you think the gas price is so high? Because they got to pay, you got to fuel them up.
Rachel, read him the diva mail. Let's hear what he got to say about that one.
Okay. Dear diva, my boyfriend and I have sex on the reg. My boyfriend and I don't have sex on the reg. He told me that in order for us to have sex on the reg, he has to take a blue pill. Is it me or is it him? Hey,
what
do you know, a blue pill?
Did you pass out, Dave, or what happened?
Okay, no, because you know what? When you said the fine,
your phone's breaking up, terrible. Yeah.
I said when you said the blue pill, the first thing came to my mind is the Matrix. So basically, in order for him to, the Matrix, the movie.
Matrix.
Yeah. In order for him to have sex, he has to be in the Matrix because he took the blue pill, and now he needs to get himself all excited. But it's up. Listen, I don't know how long they've been together. I don't know what the situation is. I don't know if they have kids, if they're married, or whatever the case is.
Uh-huh.
And she's just trying to help him along in a sense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But It could be he needs that pill because he has a disorder, a medical condition.
Right.
You see?
Right.
Usually diabetes, things like that, it causes some dysfunction. you know.
Right.
But it's up to her. I mean, is it necessary for her to have that stiff one all the time? Is she allergic to rubber? I mean, is she afraid of being?
Is she allergic to rubber?
OMG. Listen. I mean, the voltage in the battery is only like 9 volts, 2 volts. Is she afraid of being electrocuted? I mean, what is
you
it?
You know what? Stop it, Dave. You're going way overboard. Electrocution ain't got nothing to do with no blue people.
It definitely do.
Wow.
Well, some good points, though.
No, it's true, because you want to know why is it necessary for him to go to the blue pill, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, maybe he can't hang with her when it comes to intercourse, you know what I'm saying? Maybe she's a lot for him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and how old is she, you know? How old is she?
You know, we don't really know the details. She didn't give those details of their ages or how long they've been together, so, you know, we just running off of what the little bit she did put in there, you know, as to why she thinks that is going on. So, but it could be a number of reasons.
Yeah, if she's 18 and he's 75, you know, I can understand that. You know,
Yeah, but even being 40 and like 60 or 40 and 50, I mean, come on, a blue pill, really? Do they make that for women at all?
Allegedly,
they do. They now have something that a woman can take.
I mixed up and I took the wrong one. Yeah, I mean,
Dave. You're a hot mess. I tell you. Took no
but
wrong one.
Thing
you
thing
know
that
what
happens when you take the wrong one? Your nipples just get hard. That's about it.
Oh
you know,
gosh. Oh my.
I'm sorry.
What
color
is that bill? Pink.
Huh?
What color is that pill? Pink?
He must be talking about the BC pill. or the morning after or something. I don't know.
But it ain't the blue one.
Yeah, there's some stuff that they have not on the market. I don't remember the color.
Well, you know what?
It's
not just the blue pill either. They have all different kinds of pills when it comes to
green, yellow. Yeah, I recently heard about them.
They have different kinds. They have some natural stuff. They have, you know, stuff you can go at 7-Eleven and buy from right on by the register or something like that.
Oh,
you know.
Wow.
The blue pill is for men that really have a problem. You have some men that don't have a problem with an erection, but they have a problem keeping one, so they can take those little ones.
You have some men that just take them just because. No, I'm just
She's right. You know, because they want to be the man. They want to act like they got it going on, not knowing you got all those additives going on. Knock it off.
Yeah.
And you know what happens to those guys, right? They end up in the hospital, so they gotta cut that tube down there because it wouldn't go down.
Yeah. Yep. Because it's going to cause them to have a heart attack. They're taking all kinds of nitrous and all kinds of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
But part of the the feedback could be, why don't she take a pill too? They take a pill together.
But maybe she don't need now.
It might be some serious
all thunder up in there if she take one and he take one.
Gosh.
It
might help him get rid of his, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He might really break
his back in two then.
Wow. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Time is advancing.
I can't.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, time is of essence, and we are winding down toward the end of the show. Do your thing, Diva.
We ready? We about ready? Okay.
Yeah.
So, again, we'd like to thank our callers and our listeners for calling in, and at this time, we give everybody a chance to have a final say on tonight's topics, which one was, what would you do if your mate was trying to entertain or holler at your sibling or friend, and what type of person would hate on a friend for no reason. So we're going to go with Sweet Daddy, I think, was our first caller. Do you have a final say? Yep.
If a friend is hating on you, whatever, you know, that's just their problem. You know, you got to move over. You can't control people's feelings or whatever, so that's on them. You know, maybe they wasn't a friend from the start. They could have been an acquaintance or associate.
Okay. Hmm? All right. Our next caller was. Who was our next caller? Oh, Kenny. Is Kenny still on the line? No, I think Kenny. The Duke of Oil has left the building.
He's ordering somebody.
Yeah, he done left the building. Oh.
Well, we better not forget the blue pill.
Let me find Okay. Is our
Gilda.
Next caller is Mike?
Oh, no,
it was Gilda. Was Gilda first? Gilda, I'm sorry.
With regards to the relationship, I feel like this. Once the man realizes that the woman that he's with is not an opponent, and he doesn't have to go with her with lies and deceit, that will forever change his life, because he'll find out then that she was a team player.
I like that, Gilda.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Gilda.
That's,
I like that.
That was nice.
Thank you, lady.
Thank
I
you.
Like
thank you for thank you for calling in. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Now it's Mike's turn. Mike.
I'm going to tell you like this.
We got to hold on first. Wait, let us hold on first, Mike.
Go ahead. Okay, first of all, if you're with somebody and they're trying to get with your mate or whatever, the mate trying to get with them, leave them alone. All right? Plain and simple. And another thing, what was the second part?
What type of person would hate on a friend for no reason?
A dumb one. So you don't need to be with them. And don't holler, Mother Nature provides. That's how I see it.
All right.
Don't hide.
And if you got to, bust the head open to the white man. Bust it open to the white man.
Wow.
Rita?
I like Gilda's. I like Gilda's feedback. But,
yeah.
thank
yeah,
you.
That was nice.
Yeah. But my feedback would be, if it's, I'll start off with the lovely blue pill first. If your mate needs a blue pill, maybe you should try and spice it up a little bit and see, you know, or just do a little bit of homework to see exactly why the person needs a blue pill, you know. You never know. I mean, everyone has a lot of good points as far as, you know, the blue pill and, you know, needing it for medical reasons and stuff like that. If that's the case, I think that when you get to know that person should definitely let you know of their medical condition. Because even if they take the blue pill one day and then they forget to take it the next day, you know, so it's extremely hard one day, then the next day you can't get hard. So I think that, you know, the lines of communication have to be, you know, strong enough that person could come to you and tell you exactly what the situation is. I think it's a very big person to come and say, hey, I need the blue pill.
Right.
You know, that takes a big person, you know, to be able to do something like that. So
right.
I think
right.
that with that aspect, I think, okay, well, you know what, let's see how far the blue pill is going to take you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully there's yearly supplies if that's the case and it's a medical reason, because you want to make sure that you have your blue pill on, you know, standby.
Right.
So when it comes down to the relationship, I think the relationship, you have to communicate. And if someone is, you know, a snake in the grass behind you, you know, and they're trying to get with your friend, sister, cousin, whoever, you know, boyfriend, husband, I think that person, you know, they owe you loyalty. They have to come to you and be loyal to you. They have to say something. And if they don't say something, I think that that's definitely a big red flag, and you should keep an eye on that person. Because it's clear what is an issue for you is not an issue for them.
True.
So you definitely need to keep an eye out, you know, on that person. You know, just remember, loyalty is loyalty. And if someone's not loyal to you, then you need not have them in your circle.
All right. All righty. Okay.
Where's your aunt?
We had okay. So if everybody
Dave.
I was ready to say Dave. Yeah.
You know, I am feeling left out right here. But you know what? I'm going to answer because I love you guys. I'm just going to touch on the blue pill. Listen, rather than getting a year's supply of blue pills, just do like we do with the car.
When you have a flat, you inflate the tire. Just pump it up, and when you're finished, just let the air out. That's going to be a super soft.
Okay.
I guess she's going to go to the store then, because it ain't that much inflating.
I'm telling you, everybody be out the move by the time you get back, buddy, or went to the next one.
No, they have devices for that, too.
Oh, gosh.
They have
got devices
and
for everything.
Part,
it doesn't
do.
Mean it's going to guarantee
part.
Work on everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
They got
something
for everything.
They sure
but maybe
well, actually,
maybe tell the girl that the woman, the female that sent in the diva mail, tell
mm-hmm.
her to tell her husband, boyfriend, whatever, to get
mm-hmm.
a blow up doll in practice.
Oh
my god.
She said get a blow up doll.
Okay.
Wow, but we don't know, you know, maybe we don't know if there's, you know, drugs or alcohol use involved, which might be.
Yeah, you don't got to know the whole situation.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
You know, it could be alcohol, drugs, and all that. You're right.
Right.
Wow.
He could have also said that as an excuse so he didn't have to hurt her feelings.
That's right.
The blue pill.
Go ahead,
you know.
Right. Absolutely.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, T, I got a fact for you, T. And
Dave, I want to hear nothing you got to say for me. No.
We want to hear it.
Yeah, what
you
got, Jay? This is a fact.
But why me?
What's the fact?
Because you mentioned blow-up dolls. Listen, and the Chinese made a live doll, a live-like doll. It costs about $6,000. The skin, the membrane, everything, the vaginal area, everything
mm-hmm.
is lifelike. I don't know if you read it. You do have a dog, like even
no,
dog,
no, no.
$6,000.
Yes,
but wait a minute. No, he might as well keep buying the blue pill. The $6,000.
Okay, but look, because I do have to go. But I want to definitely agree with Miss Gilda that maybe the person, you know, used that as an excuse and didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Yes.
But I'm gonna take it a step further. But a real man or a real woman. No matter what the situation is, you have to be real with yourself first. And if you're not interested, then you need not lead someone on to make them feel like it's something and it's nothing, you know, because you could take a blue pill, but if you're not physically, emotionally, or spiritually attracted to this person, then you're still not going to be able to do your business.
Then it's not going to happen.
True.
That's true.
So
maybe it's not a woman that you want to do your business with. I'm just saying.
Exactly. Exactly. But right,
we don't
let the person know.
That's a whole other part.
Maybe they need to keep that thing in the pants and go on about the business.
I don't know
nothing like that. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want it. You got to take something to get it to work. Bye.
I agree with her because I had to fake it many times. So I agree with her. I had to fake some business a few times.
And why did you have to fake it?
Because I wasn't into it. I really wasn't into it. You know, so I mean,
women fake it all the time.
Yeah, no, but
she
said, how come there ain't nothing down here? And I'm saying to myself, because I didn't, you know, ain't nothing come out because I wasn't into it. You know, so I faked it a few times. Yeah. Yeah, but
a
she's right. You gotta be honest.
With the same person?
Oh no, Dave? No. This was this is my heyday. Yeah, this is when I was carrying the peace signs and stuff like that. You know, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Okay, Angie or Rachel, whichever one.
I'm ready. Oh, wow. I'm not going to go to each topic itself. I'm just going to give a little advice. Know yourself worth. Pay attention to the red flags. Don't settle. We know, as I always do, I give thanks to God and our CEO and our executives, DQ Palace family and all the other hosts, callers and listeners, tonight's callers, Sweet Danny, the Duke of Royal, Gilda, Mike, Dave, all the listeners, my fellow divas, T and Angie. I'm going to make a quick announcement. T will not be with us for a little while. She has to have a procedure done to her throat, but she will be with us in the forum. which we do have a GQ Palace forum where while we are on the show, we are logged in the GQ Palace forum making comments. So anytime anyone would like to join the GQ Palace family or, you know, we do have a forum. We do have a page for us.
So can you say a prayer for her while we're on the phone?
Can I say, who's that asking me, can I say a prayer for her? I sure
can. That's Gilda.
I sure can. If all are ready and head down, this is our first time saying a prayer on the show. We normally do that on the Spiritual Sunday show with Ms. Lapina. However, all heads down, please. Minds are clear. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that T have a safe and easy transition with the with what is going on with her. We pray that the operation goes good and that she comes back to us as T. Father God, we trust and know that you will do this. Father, we pray that you will allow us to handle the show with her just sitting on the back panel and give us patience, Lord, to do what we all need to do and strengthen us all, mind, spirit, health.
Yes.
And in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
T, we love you. T, we love you. We miss you. We know you were in the forum.
Yes.
You definitely put me on the spot, Gilda, because I definitely got put on the spot with that praying.
I thought Gilda was
going to
pray.
I thought so too.
No problem.
I would have.
I'm going to turn it over to my fellow Bella Diva, Miss Angie.
Okay. All right. Again, Rachel has said it all in a nutshell. You know, we thank everybody, our listeners' calls. We thank the Lord for us all. You know, we thank him for our lives on today. And we'd like to thank Rich and Lavina, our CEO and executive producers, who puts in their time and effort and everything, aside of having their own lives, you know, put a lot into GQ Palace. And I encourage everybody to call in same time next week on Wednesday, 646-238-38. And get in on our topics. We see the lines are lit up. There's a lot of people that listen on the internet. Call that line and get in. Press that one and get in on our topics. And, again, we thank all our callers and listeners. And on that note, I'm going to turn it over to T.
Thank everyone for the encouraging words. And I'd just like to announce our shows that we have, which we have 11 different hosts and eight different shows. As you know, Wednesdays there's Love Fantasy from 7 to 9 with the Diva Squad, myself, Rachel, and Angie. Thursdays, Reality and Relationships, 8 to 10 with KL and Tiffany Belvin. Friday, Love and Entertainment from 6 to 9 with our very own CEO host, which is Rich Money. Sunday, Spiritual Sunday, 7 to 9, your host, Lavina Polite. Right after, immediately following hers, is Crossroad Temple with our host, Scribby Timmy Hunter, which is from 9 to 10. Mondays, we have UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, from 8 to 9. The host varies. Immediately following that, you have Love, Life, and Loyalty from 9 to 11 with your host, Deanne Lane and King Roozy. Tuesday is GPS Sports from 8 to 10 with the mayor. And I also want to thank all the callers, listeners, and above all, God. Make sure you tune in with my divas next week. Like they said, I won't be talking, but I will be here in spirit. And I'm definitely going to be there in the forum. So if you want to kick back with me in the forum, feel free to do so. But you have to be a member to kick it with me. Mm-hmm. And everyone have a blessed and safe rest of the week. And be safe out there.
And you
can love you all. Good luck to you.
Good luck
Thank
to you.
What you got going on?
Thank you.
Okay.
Mwah. Be blessed.
Mwah.
I'll go get it on that way.
A good one.
This is Rich Money.
And on Wednesday nights, I sit back, relax, and listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio, Love Fantasy, from 7 to 9 p.m. Angie, Rachel, and T. Make it do what it do, ladies. I'm out.
GQ Palace Radio.
Best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad from 7 to 9 p.m. Love Fantasy.
What are they doing? What you gonna do when you left in for more? What you gonna do when you ready to ride?
I'm gonna call my baby.
What you gonna do when you lonely at night?